Penguin Random House Audio presents The Gone World by Tom Sweaterlich. Read for you by Brittany Presley. If I've heard correctly, all of you can see ahead to what the future holds, but your knowledge of the present is not clear. Dante, Inferno, Canto 10. Prologue, 2199. She had been warned she would see things her mind wouldn't understand. In a dead forest. In winter. Never-ending winter. The trees blackened from old fire and coated with ice. Several trunks toppled. A lattice of charred sticks. Climbing across the field of dead pines for hours. But her spacesuit kept her warm. A thin profile suit that allowed her a range of motion to keep moving. The spacesuit was orange, the color for trainees. This was her first excursion to a far future Earth. Everywhere she looked, in every direction, she saw the frost-blanched sky and the snowy ground cross-hatched by fallen trees. There were two suns. The pale disk of the sun she knew, and the garish white radiance of the phenomenon her instructor had called the white hole. This was once West Virginia. She had ranged far from base camp and grew worried about finding her way back to the quadlander in time for extraction. A dosimeter measured her amount of radiation exposure, a color blotch that had dimmed over the past few hours from bright green to a green the color of pond scum. She had become infected by this place, the air and soil here polluted by a vapor of metal.